Han flew to Hawaii, where J.J. Abrams was filming the pilot for Lost. Rumors were circulating that Braun might be quitting. Braun knew Iger and Eisner hated Lost. He was tired of being second-guessed and overruled. The success of The Apprentice on NBC had been the last straw. 2 weeks earlier, he'd told Kevin Brockman, the head of media relations for ABC, that he didn't want any part of another ABC management reorganization. "I'm ready to leave this place if it's handled appropriately," he said, knowing that Brockman would convey the message up the ranks. A few days later, on March 25th, with Braun in Hawaii, Iger sent Susan Lin an email asking her to meet with him. When she walked into his office early the next morning, he announced that, "We're going to be making some changes around here." He said he was going to ask Ann Sweeney to become head of the network as well as the cable division. Alex Wallau would be moved to some other job. "What about Lloyd?" Lynn asked. "Lloyd wants out," Iger said. "I'm going to take him up on his offer." Naturally, Lynn wondered where she fit in, though after Iger's strong public statement of support at the investor conference, she wasn't especially worried. "Everyone wants you to stay," Iger assured her, "not just me. You can take Lloyd's direct reports." But not, evidently, his title. "The chairman title is ridiculous," Iger said. "What do you think of Mark Shapiro?" Lynn was startled by this turn. Shapiro was a rising star at ESPN, the young executive responsible for the controversial series about the NFL, Playmakers. "I like him," Lynn said. "He's a pistol. He'll need some time." "I know," Iger said. "That's why he'll work under you." Lynn expressed surprise, saying that she, like others at ABC, were under the impression that Iger had taken an instant dislike to Shapiro. "That's not true," he replied. "True, Mark makes mistakes. He didn't handle Rush," referring to the incident where Rush Limbaugh was fired as an ESPN commentator after making racially insensitive remarks on the air. "Do you want me to call him?" Lynn asked. "No, let me talk to him," Iger said. Iger did call Shapiro, who flew from ESPN headquarters in Connecticut to Los Angeles to meet with Iger and Eisner. They offered him the title of president of ABC, reporting to Lynn, adding that in 6 months, if it wasn't working well, they'd get rid of Lynn. But Shapiro resisted. "No offense," he said, "because I love Susan, but firing Lloyd and promoting Susan doesn't make any sense." He noted that without one executive who was clearly in charge, they were just rearranging the deck chairs. He felt he had the energy and charisma to go up against Jeff Zucker at NBC and Les Moonves at CBS. "ABC needs a leader and needs to be inspired," he argued. "He's right," Eisner suddenly said. "Susan can't do this. Let's sweep her out and give it to Mark." Iger looked troubled. "We can't. The press will be terrible." No decision was made, and Eisner warned Shapiro that if anything about their discussion leaked, all bets were off. The next day, Shapiro met alone with Iger. Shapiro acknowledged his lack of network experience and relative youth, but noted that Iger, too, had been young and inexperienced when he became president of ABC. He argued the press would praise a bold move like putting a 34-year-old star from ESPN atop the network.